Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first song is, Who is Jesus' Helper? Well, who is it? Is it you? Yes, even if you're little, you can be Jesus' helper. Let's sing together.
Who is Jesus' helper, doing all he can? I am Jesus' helper, tiny though I am. Who is Jesus' helper, who will help today? I am Jesus' helper, I will him obey.
When you see someone showing love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, gentleness, all those kinds of things, they are showing the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This next song is a brand new one that Miss Lindsay and I did together right from the Bible. The fruit of the Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance, against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance, against such there is no law.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am an animal with whiskers and pointy ears. I like to play and sleep. When I'm happy, I purr and I meow to talk. What am I?
Cat.
That's right. It's a cat. I'm considered a farm animal. I have horns and hooves and a beard. I like to jump on rocks. I say, meh. What am I?
Goat.
I'm a goat. Nice job. Last one. I'm an animal that can be big or small. I wag my tail when happy. I usually like to go for a walk on a leash. I bark to talk. What am I?
A doggy.
A doggy, of course. These three animals can be pets. Jesus made the animals for you to enjoy and to take care of. Our story today is about how God took care of the family and gave them each other to enjoy. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for our Bible stories. Help us to learn about your love for us as we read and listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Naomi and her husband had two boys. They were a happy family, except for one thing. They were hungry. There was not enough food in their country. They decided to live in another place where there was more food. Naomi and her family prayed to Jesus, but the people in the town of Moab where they went did not. They prayed to idols of wood and of stone. When her two boys grew up, they married Ruth and Orpah. Then some sad things happened. Naomi's husband died. Then Ruth and Orpah's husbands died too. When Naomi heard there was plenty of food in her country again, she said, I will go back to my home. She loved Ruth and Orpah, but she missed being with others who loved Jesus as she did. Ruth and Orpah wanted to go with Naomi. They had learned about Jesus from Naomi and her family, and she had been kind to them. As the three of them started walking, Naomi had time to think. She wondered if Ruth and Orpah would be happier in their own country. Maybe you should stay. No, said Ruth and Orpah. We're going with you. Naomi still wasn't sure, so they talked some more. Ruth and Orpah both loved Naomi. Naomi loved them, too. Finally, Orpah chose to say goodbye and go back to her family. But Ruth did not want to go back. I want to always stay with you, Ruth told Naomi. When Naomi saw that Ruth really didn't want to go back, she was very happy. Ruth was choosing to love and worship God. Ruth wouldn't pray to idols anymore. So Ruth and Naomi walked a long way to the city of Bethlehem. Do you recognize that name? Bethlehem is where Jesus one day would be born. Bethlehem was Naomi's hometown. Naomi and Ruth were happy there. When they were there, Ruth started gathering grain in a field, and the man who owned the field fell in love with her and wanted to take care of her. So he ended up marrying Ruth, and he took care of her and Naomi. Later, Ruth and Boaz had a sweet baby boy. Naomi loved him so much. Ruth loved Jesus, and he helped her to be happy. If you love Jesus, he can help you to be happy too and take care of you. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Ruth 1:16. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Your people, you can point to the people in your room, shall be my people, point yourself like they're mine, and your God, point up to heaven, your God shall be my God, point to yourself. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Now let's say it together. Your people, shall be, my people, and your God,
and your God,
my God. Ruth 1:16.
16.
Let's pray together. Fold your hands, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus,
help me choose to love.
Help me love.
And trust you.
And trust you.
Like Ruth did.
I love
it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Our closing song today is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Let's sing it together.
Listening to this podcast as much as I have, I like listening to EduPod Beginners a lot. But did you know that my 8-year-old brother likes to listen to EduPod Kids? Starting with Jesus has another podcast for kids who are learning how to read and who are already reading like my brother. Search for EduPod Kids podcast or go to startingwithjesus.com/EduPod to learn how you can listen.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.